Winnie the Pooh and the Blustery Day. It was one of those blustery days in the Hundred Wood, and Winnie the Pooh was sitting in his thoughtful spot. This is the special place for sitting and thinking. Pooh was wondering what to do, and he suddenly thought, "Why, it's Wednesday. This is my favorite day of visiting friends. I think I'll start with Piglet." Now, Piglet lived in a very fine house on a large beech tree. When Pooh arrived, Piglet was sweeping leaves out the front door. "I don't mind the leaves that are leaving. It's the leaves that are coming that are bothering me," said Piglet. "Happy Wednesday, Piglet," said Pooh, but Piglet didn't have time to say anything back. Just then, a gust of wind blew so hard that lifted Piglet into the air. "Help me, Pooh," he cried. Pooh made a grab in the edge of his scarf, and the scarf began to unravel like a ball of string. There was Piglet flying like a kite, with Pooh holding on to the end of the scarf and running as fast as he could. Piglet flew over friends and hedges. They went right to Eeyore's house and Rabbit's carrot patch. "Happy Wednesday, Eeyore! Happy Wednesday, Rabbit!" shouted Pooh. Then an even bigger gust of wind lifted Pooh right off the ground. The wind blew so hard that Pooh and Piglet landed high up in a treetop. And there were at the owl's house. Owl saw them at the window waving. He couldn't believe his eyes. Very few of Owl's friends could climb so high in the tree, so it was a special treat for him to have visitors. "Well," said Owl, "this is a nice surprise. Do come in for a cup of tea." He opened the window and Pooh and Piglet flew in. "Happy Wednesday, Owl," said Pooh. The wind was shaking Owl's house backwards and frontwards. Then it blew very hard and the house with Owl, Pooh and Piglet inside crashed to the ground. All of their friends from the Hundred Wood came running to help. "I don't think that we will ever be able to fix it," said Christopher. Robin shaking his head. Eeyore was shaking his head too. "You'll be needing other houses, Owl," he said. "It might take a day or two, but it'll be fine for you." Everyone thought that this was a very good idea. The very blustery day turned into a very blustery night. Outside of Pooh's house, it rained and rained. By the morning, the water was very deep and the Hundred Wood was flooded. When Pooh woke up, all the honey pots were floating in the water. Pooh thought that he would eat some honey before it floated away. He was licking out of the bottom of the honey pot when the water floated him right outside the front door. At Piglet's house, the water was coming in through the window. He had just written a note which read, "Help Piglet, help me." Piglet put the note in the bottle which floated out of the window and out for sign. And then Piglet floated out of the window and out the sight. Christopher Robin lived on a hill where the water couldn't reach, so everyone made their way to his house. Rabbit, Kinja, and Roo arrived in the bathtub. Thayer was helping to paddle. Owl was keeping watch of the tree, but there was not a sign of Pooh and Piglet. It was Roo who spotted the floated Christopher. Robin read the note, and Owl flew out to the wood to search for Piglet. As he flew over the fruit, Owl, Pooh, and Piglet floating in the water. They were not far from Christopher Robin's house. Everyone was waiting at the edge of the water, and Pooh and Piglet floated in.